Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time now to talk with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Alex is brought to you by Arbella Insurance, your New England Honda dealers, and Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Now, last night with Hector Velasquez getting the start, you probably know it's going to be a lot of relievers to get through that game. How does that change the approach going in?
No, we were prepared. We felt that we had 27 outs. I don't know how, but we had an idea with Beeks and their lefties. He was going to be a part of the game, and then all depends where we were in the game later on. We use our guys or use some of the guys, but we had the lead, and we got 27 outs, and now we move on.
I got a bigger picture question for you. Are the Red Sox bad for baseball?
No. The feedback I'm getting, you know, around town and where I live is the Red Sox are great for baseball.
Well, they're great for Boston baseball.
Yeah, I mean, we're good. I mean, people are watching. Now we got a whole country back home in the Caribbean watching the Red Sox, and I think it's a good team that offensively is a team that if you're watching the game, it's cool to see. You know, JD's hitting home runs, Mookie's doing that, but at the same time, we do other stuff offensively. We run the bases, we steal bases, we play good defense. I think we're great for baseball.
Yeah, in all seriousness, do you worry the bigger picture that, you know, you guys, the Astros, the Yankees, you're so much better than everybody else in the American League right now that there's a competitive imbalance and maybe people won't watch as many games?
I don't know. I think the A's are, what, 6 games back in the wild card? And we've seen teams coming back from bigger deficits. You know, the 95 Mariners, they were, what, 13 games back in August 1st, and they came back and won, so... Minnesota last year, they were struggling, and then in the second half, all of a sudden, they became one of the best offensive teams in the big leagues, and they made it to a playoff. So 162 games, it's not that easy. If we're going to compare it to other sports, well, I follow sports, and I had a pretty good idea who was going to play in the NBA Finals.
So. Yeah, this isn't Warriors-Cavs just yet. Huh? This is a little bit different than that.
Yeah, so, I mean, the game is... The game is good. People are watching it. People are watching it here, which is very important for us, and we're having a blast, too.
Now, you were talking about the home run derby yesterday a little bit, and how you said, yeah, your swing, you had no problem with it. But some of these other guys, like Betts and, you know, Martinez, a couple of the Yankee sluggers, they are not taking part in it. Do you think there should be – and Mookie even talked about adding, like, a skills competition or something along those lines. Do you think that would help, you know, the days? Because there's nothing else going on in sports during baseball's All-Star break. You guys could really bring in some more fans.
They used to have, like, different contests back in the day, huh? Like a relay race or throwing to – I don't know. I'm probably making that up, but
– You might be thinking of the superstars.
I think Javi, you know, with Javi in the contest now, that's going to be fun because – it really doesn't matter with him. You know, like, no strikes, 2 strikes, home run derby. He's going to swing hard, so that's good that he's going to be there. Who else is in it? Harper.
Harper's obviously in it. Yeah, he's doing it at his home field. Yeah,
we saw one of those swings.
Yeah,
during the game.
He did. Yeah.
That was impressive. So,
like, Max Muncy's in it, right?
He should be.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him hit an opposite field home run yesterday. Yeah, that's unreal, man. Dodgers, how they do that? It's just. Fun guys, and they hit homers. That's awesome.
What can you tell us about Pedroia? You know, the decision to go to Arizona, was that him? Was that you guys? Just how does that happen?
The whole group. We sat down, we talk about it, and, you know, Pete is a guy that he loves to be here, and he's so invested on the team, and sometimes I feel like it's not that he forgets about himself, but he needs time for him, for Dustin Pedroia. And when you're in the clubhouse, he's the first one that says, just take care of sale, take care of price, and then we'll find time for myself. And I don't think for him it's the best thing that can happen. So sending him out there, you know, from – probably he'll be in the clinic from 8 to 5. He'll do everything possible to be back as soon as possible. But away from all the noise, away from the guys, I think he's a lot better, and I do feel that he's going to come back and he's going to help us out to contribute to what we're trying to accomplish.
So we were talking about this beforehand. You know, nobody doubts Pedroia's will. Nobody doubts how badly he wants to be here, but the injuries pile up, and people like us wonder, could this be it for him? How do you respond when you hear things like that?
No, I think he'll play. He'll play, and like I said yesterday, this is more than this season. You know, if for X or Y reason he doesn't come back this year, we know he'll be back next year. So we just don't want to put pressure on himself. There's years in the contract that we feel that he can perform. We saw him firsthand when he came back. That first game, man at second, he was at second, basic to right field. When he took off, I was like, he's going to be out. You know, just remembering what I saw last year, and he was flying, and he was safe. I was like, oh, this is working. So he'll be fine. He'll play baseball again.
Speaking of base running, now that we're about the halfway point of the season, we talked about base running at the beginning of the year. You said it was certainly an issue. How do you feel right now?
How you guys feel? How you guys feel about it?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, 85% stolen bases. Yeah.
Well, you steal bases like crazy. The stolen bases is certainly not an issue.
Yeah, but we're making better decisions. Yeah. Like yesterday, Jackie got thrown out of third, but it was going to be a close play at the plate. We'll take that one. There's a few decisions that we're like, oh, where'd that coming from? But they've been better. I think Tom Goodwin and Ron Renicki have done an outstanding job the last month talking to them about decisions. As far as the stolen base, this organization has been really, really good since I remember. I think in 07 when Louis Alicea was the first base coach, the percentage was 87%. Now you see Benintendi, whenever he goes, he's safe. Mookie, I think between Mookie, Jackie, and Benny, they've been thrown out three times. That's it. And that's a weapon because we hit homers, we slug, and at the same time, whenever we're struggling, we can put pressure on yourself, steal 90 feet, and then with the base hit, we score. So we're very pleased with the way we've been running the bases.
Now, the trade deadline is coming up. We're going to ask you about this every week until the 31st passes. And you can punt on this. So there have been reports that maybe you guys would consider a closer, somebody else's closer, to be your reliever. I know you can't comment on that. However, you were here when Gagne was acquired. And I'm curious what you remember about that, because there were challenges, you know, to taking a longtime all-star closer and saying you're going to be a setup man. It wasn't as easy as maybe we thought on paper.
Yeah, and I was in the middle of it because I played with Eric in L.A., and Theo talked to me a little bit about Eric, and we went through the whole process. And when we made the trade, we were like, oh, this is over. You know, we got Oki, and we got Pap, and we got Eric, and all of a sudden Eric struggled, you know. And we faced Eric here, actually, in a doubleheader, and he was amazing. And that's a tough part about the trading deadline. Like, people think that because you traded for X guy and he's been having a great season, all of a sudden he's going to be the same guy whatever he goes, and sometimes it doesn't work that way. And that year when we got Gagne, I still remember, we were like, oh, this is over. And
no,
it was the other way around. we were down 3-1 in the championship.
We're talking with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Speaking of the bullpen, Tyler Thornburg is back. What have you seen from him, and how is he feeling?
He's feeling okay. He's available today again. Velocity is good. You can see the life at the end. You know, some pitches up in the zone. Tandy was very impressed the other day. It's just a matter of getting him out there. As you can, we got some guys that are stepping up. You know, Heath Hembree has been amazing the last month and a half. Great against left-handed hitters. Barnsey, outstanding against both. Joe, he struggled a little bit last month, but now he's getting back to the mix. He's changed up a little more, so we're comfortable. But I do feel that little by little, he's going to step up and he's going to keep getting better. We're going to put him in high leverage situations, and he's going to contribute.
Now, looking at tonight's game, you played against the starting pitcher, you played with the starting pitcher. Do you have any favorite Bartolo stories?
Yeah, I mentioned when we went to Arlington. So Bartolo was here in 08.
Yep.
Was it 08? And he was pitching well. So one day I go upstairs to the food room during a game, and Bartoli's on a treadmill, Stairmasters, and we had two TVs. He's watching a soap opera, a Spanish soap opera on the right-hand side, and the game in the left-hand side. I was like, wow, that's how you do it. He's amazing. It's amazing that he's doing what he's doing. I know he's one win away from becoming the winningest pitcher in Latino pitcher, I think over Louis.
Tian.
Yeah. Yep. So hopefully we can take care of Louis today. You know, he doesn't get that win, but he will get it. I mean, it's been amazing what he's doing, especially throwing a lot of fastballs in an era that everybody throws 97 up in the zone. He's going east and west, and he's doing an outstanding job.
Blake Swihart got the start behind the plate yesterday. A pretty big opportunity in front of him now with Vasquez out for so long. How much per week do you think he'll be behind the plate?
Probably two or three. You know, we're right there, and he did an outstanding job. Breaking ball with Barnes late in the game, he blocked. He called a good game. Swung the bat well. He's been swinging the bat a lot better the last few weeks. So, like we've been saying the whole time, you know, we're comfortable with the guys. It's just a matter that it's hard to play three catchers at the big league level. So it's his time to shine, and we expect him to do a good job.
Last one from me is a layup. Trade deadline, are you happy with the team you have, or is there something you would like to see? How comfortable would you be if it's just these guys? You're riding with what you have.
Very, very comfortable. I think, you know, from top to bottom, obviously there are certain guys that are doing a better job now offensively. Jackie Bradley. He's doing an outstanding job. There's a few pitchers that we feel that they're going to make adjustments, and they're going to be a lot better than what they've shown in the first half, and we're very comfortable right now.
David Price, after his last start, said he's searching a little bit right now. What can you do? What can, you know, pitching coach, what can you guys do to get him back on track?
I mean, it wasn't a good one, but, you know, if you pay attention to the game, he started pitching up in the zone, which is very important. Velocity was there. He missed fire in against a few guys. We saw that in the fifth inning or sixth inning, whatever it was. But he was pitching up. He went back to the windup early in the game. Then he went to the stretch. So little by little, he understands that he has to make adjustments. And if he does, the stuff is there. It's just a matter of the usage. So if he does that, he's going to be fine.
Time now for the Cumberland Farms Question of the Week for Alex Cora. This question is submitted by Ann Beha of Warwick, Rhode Island. When preparing for a series, knowing the temperatures will be in the high 90s on consecutive days, what do you do to make sure your staff and players are prepared?
With the facilities that we have, we stay off the field. Less ground balls, no BP. We went to New York. We didn't hit the last 2 days. We went to Washington. We only hit 1 day. So and you can do that now because you got batting cages and all that stuff.
That was the Cumberland Farms Question of the Week, brought to you by Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager to submit your question for us to ask Alex Cora every Wednesday. Any lineup changes for tonight?
Nunez is playing third, Devers. Sandy's catching, and vote Benny for Benny. That's all I need.
Vote Benny.
Hashtag vote Benny.
All right, Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Alex, thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.